for a friendly or an affable person, somebody who's always pleasant, would you ever use the word common to mean that? Or would common just mean everyday?
Well, it would mean, in one way, it'd mean everyday, and all you take, as we've spoken about several things, when a man is using the common judgment, and some people call it common horse sense,
mm-hmm.
but common judgment is going to cover all of our activities and all things.
Yeah.
Although we may fly off the handle at times, but it won't be only just a flash of a thing. That's what I take for the word common. If you are in common at all times, why, you're on the right road.
All right. What about a word to describe a young person who's always just excited and happy and full of life? Have you got a word for maybe a young man or a young woman?
Well, they're just all thrilled, is all I ever said. They're the most thrilled people that they are, and happiest people.
All right. Would you ever say about a young girl, she's a very lively person?
Yeah, you could say that. She's very lively. Very lovely. Very winning.
Chipper, or brash, or right peart. Have you ever heard anybody like that call a right peart person?
Yeah, some of you in that expression maybe one time when people be walking. Generally, when people used to have to do a lot of walking, they always went in a hurry and they said he's always a pretty peart fella.
Uh-huh.
A pretty peart woman, of course.
Pretty peart.
Uh-huh. But people don't walk like they used to, you know. But
what about feisty? Feisty, talking about children. They're just always.
Well, yeah, you would get, I don't know what the term in dictionary and right off the reel, I can call that, but that is feisty as mean fidgety and can't be still. It's so full of energy, they got to be moving, got to
All
be
right.
going.
All right, and if somebody is very restless, just like that, have you got another word that, say the negative maybe of easy, to be always, he's
talking about him moving at all time. If there's something wrong, he never relaxes. He
mm-hmm.
he doesn't relax. He something from some nervous condition or something for some reason he can't relax.
All right. And this is uneasy.
Yeah, it's uneasiness of the mind, and which would affect the nerves, which affects his of his moving himself all the time and never relax. You.
All right. What about if there's an old gentleman, let's say 85, 90 years old, but he's still very strong and active, doesn't show his age? You might say, well, he's quite. What would you use to describe him?
Well, about the only way that I ever described it, is the Lord has wonderfully blessed him with to stay young and with the ability and all that he's been blessed him with. He's been able to do this or the other, but now some people say, well, he says he sure is held up well to his age. You have find a lot of expression, but yet and still a man that's at that, the Lord has wonderfully blessed him beyond that, because nobody else could grant it to him. And so I always use the term, the Lord has wonderfully blessed him to live at such age, with such ability.
What about if a little boy passes a graveyard at night and he thinks he hears strange noises, and he starts running and he says, gee, I'm scared. All right. And if someone is a little boy, well, say he's grown up and he's not afraid, and he says, well, I'm as brave as I can be. And you might say, yes, but I remember when you
were frightened. You were
all right.
Scared, frightened.
Would you ever say,